This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. Navigo Scholars is a distinctive one-on-one coaching and mentoring program for high school students which engages businesses in the students' futures and responds to demands for a trained and educated workforce to meet our region's future needs. Joining us to discuss the program are Polly Lusk-Page, Executive Director of the Northern Kentucky Education Council, Rhonda Whitaker, Government and Community Relations Director for Duke Energy Kentucky, and Tim Hanner, who is President of Navigo. You can be part of the discussion at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Polly, Rhonda, and Tim, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks. Happy
to be here. Tim, talk about how Navigo got its start. Why was this organization started in the first place?
Okay. I was the former superintendent of Kenton County Schools, a lifelong educator, and over the last several years of when I was in the schools, I had students I worked with. They were in my advisory team. Heard many times from students whether these students were going away on scholarship, far away to colleges, already felt like they had in mind what they wanted to do. They had their major, to students who struggled through high school, that they didn't feel fully prepared for life beyond high school. And secondly, that needed more meaningful connections while these kids were in high school, that high school really wasn't relevant enough many times. And that's not an indictment on our schools. Mm-hmm. When we have in Kenton County, for example, we had ratios of 1 to 500 many times, and sometimes more of a counselor per students. It's hard for students to get that individual attention. When I retired, I've retired 4 years ago this summer due to having to have a kidney transplant that I had 2 years ago here at Christ Hospital. And a shout out to the fine folks at Christ Hospital and the kidney unit. I thought, what's next? And started talking to colleagues and other folks. And we developed a company that's now a nonprofit company called Navigo College and Career Prep Services. And listen to students even as we were developing the company and writing the curriculum. And we do exist on many levels. One of the things we're very proud of is the Navigo Scholars Program that we do in concert with the Northern Kentucky Education Council.
Yeah, and Polly, tell us about the involvement of the council with Navigo.
Well, for the council, for us, it was just the right direction to go. First of all, we knew it would be a stellar program, since Tim was the one leading the work. And I think, Tim, actually, you took, 2 years to develop the program?
Correct. 2 years to develop the curriculum and so on.
We knew it would be the deep program that we would be interested in. And so on behalf of the council, it was also a gap in services across our pipeline, if you will. So when we look at our work at the council, we say, what's a need that we can fill within the community? And this really fit that need for us. And it was just the right time to engage business in this way and engage our students.
Yeah, the whole process of making the decision about what do I do with myself after high school, that's a big one. It really wraps up the parents and the students, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's one of those that we feel as early as middle school, students exploring everything that's out there and learning about themselves. What am I good at? What are my passions, my talents, my interests? And then seeing what that can connect to and relate to in life someday. It's not that we're asking students while they're in high school to choose 100% definitely this is what you do with life. High school should be figuring out as much as what these kids don't want to do with their life as much as what they do. And honestly, by talking and working with people in the business community who are actually doing what they think they may want to do with life, and not only shadowing, but ongoing communications, not just a career day, but ongoing work with businesses, has been phenomenal to witness over the last couple of years.
I think another beauty of the program, and Tim just mentioned this, is the work with the parents. Mm-hmm. And that is another area of need for us, that the parents then understand what has to be in place for their child to go on after high school.
Rhonda, tell me about Duke's involvement with this. I mean, how's this worked out for Duke?
Right. It's been very exciting. I mean, it's a fairly new program, as you know. And so Duke got involved last year for the first time, and we did more of the one-to-one coaching that It's really called Connect, Navigo Connect with Tim and team. And that's where we really paired up a number of employees with individual students to talk about their career interest, and especially in the STEM fields. Duke has a very strong interest in the STEM fields, and so that's where we really wanted to get our employees involved. And so they've been committed to working with these students one-on-one throughout the course of the school year. And then Tim came to us and said, hey, we've got another twist on this coming up. We're looking at a new program called Futures, Navigo Futures. And this is where they've chosen to take cohorts of students and really take those students through a program of interest that they maybe all have. So, for example, we're going to be hosting some students that are interested in potential line crew opportunities with Duke down the road and or CAD opportunities. And it will give us a chance as a company to come up with some presentations for these students and to make the effort even more meaningful than just the one-on-one coaching, but actually to get into some presentations and opportunities to maybe tour our plants and come out and see Duke on site and really learn what those opportunities are about. So again, we applaud these efforts. As Polly said, because we knew of Tim's stellar work as a former superintendent in Kenton County, we knew this was going to be an outstanding program. And I can tell you our employees are really excited to get involved in this.
Tim, who are the other business partners in this?
Yeah, we have, and Rhonda mentions the Futures program. It's really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. The Connects program that we've done in the past, we continue. We will have coaches working with students one-on-one, Navigo coaches. Our coaches meet with the students, the Navigo scholars. The Navigo scholars apply to be in the program. The companies choose the schools. We go out, work with the schools, students apply. The companies actually choose the students, so they know that they're chosen coming in. And that's big. That's a big part of this. And the companies we had in our first year were Toyota, along with Duke, Heritage Bank, Bank of Kentucky, and
City.
Mm-hmm. City Scholars. This coming year, all of the folks who were in, the students who were in, had the opportunity to continue. They were all into year two. The hope is through graduation. We had students as young as the eighth grade in some of the Cincinnati public schools sponsored by Toyota. This year, as Rhonda mentioned, the futures groups, the exciting part is not only will our coaches be coaching students and as Rhonda mentioned, in cohort groups around an area of interest, they will be joined by business folks who won't only be in there talking to them about their careers, but getting their hands dirty, trying to experience not only the doing of what it takes to be a part of a line crew, a lineman, but what kind of thinking. The importance of the soft skills, of showing up on time, the right attitude, and if you do work hard, here are the opportunities beyond. Toyota also is part of the Futures Group joining this year. Pomeroy is another. They have a Futures Group. Toyota has three engineering groups this year, a business specialist groups, two advanced manufacturing groups. It's really exploded. And then we've had a couple of other new companies come on, See Forward with Brent Cooper. They're sponsoring a student as a Connects to IT, who's interested in IT. And then Toyota Bushiku also has a student from Lloyd High School they'll be working with as part of the Connects program.
So if I understand this, Tim, that you're helping these students decide which makes more sense. Does it make more sense to go to college for me, or does it make more sense to just go right out into the career world from high school? Am I understanding it right?
And all the above. Yeah. I mean, for the students, for example, going into advanced manufacturing, interested in all of the advanced manufacturing careers, some students right out of high school can join the workforce, be a part of an apprentice program, get their college paid for while they're in those programs. A lot of our students hear about that. But what we're trying to do is create a pipeline so they experience it. And also the companies get to look at these students while they're working with them over 2 years or over 1 year. All of the students, and this was interesting in working with Rhonda and Duke, they wanted incoming seniors. The other companies, it's a mixed. MAZAC wanted, and I'm sorry, MAZAC also has a futures group. MAZAC has a combination of juniors and seniors, totally up to the company. And in talking to Ron, is we need people in our pipeline next year.
Right.
And we feel like if they came in, we pick the right students, get excited about it, that they're ready to roll next year into the apprentice programs at Gateway.
Right. And that's a great segue that, for Duke, the line crew opportunity, there are opportunities for these students to go right into Gateway and into an apprenticeship type program. So again, you know, part of the key is that parents don't often understand where some of these connections are. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, one of the great things about this program is that parents will actually be able to follow their student through a program like this and really see what the opportunities are. If their student maybe doesn't want to go on to a four-year program, that there certainly are programs that lead right to the community and technical college.
Right. And so if we think about it on a larger scale for our region, it really is that talent development, mm-hmm. recruitment,
right.
and retention. So we can retain mm-hmm. these youth in our community, which will really fuel economic development at the end of the day as well.
I think, too, it's a way to take some of the key sector needs in the region. So whether that's advanced manufacturing, IT, healthcare, you know, when we look at those industries where we know there's going to be continued growth here in the mm-hmm. region, this is a perfect example of a program where yeah. you can develop that talent pipeline. And so, again, we just applaud Navigo and all of their efforts around this.
You know, Tim was mentioning these basic skills, showing up, being on time, right. attitude.
Soft skills.
These soft skills are so important. Now, have you gotten feedback from some of the students about this or from some of the companies about how important this all is?
Very much so. It wasn't only enough, and this is the power of having the companies involved. Our folks who are the Navigo coaches who work with me, we have a curriculum that through high school, there are benchmarks. It could be sophomore year, month of September. We know where a student should be in order to be college and career ready by the end of the first semester senior year so that they have three viable options. That's what we're about. When Rhonda has her folks showing up or emailing,
right.
talking to the students, mm-hmm. and the students say, what's the most important thing? 9 out of 10 times, the company is saying, showing up with a good attitude. And whether whether that job requires on time, and with a good attitude, whether that job requires a 4-year degree, a 2-year degree, that's critical. And in talking to, in some cases, it's not that they're getting, that the companies aren't getting the applications. They're not getting the right applications of people who can be successful. And it's the whole, as Polly said, the retention mm-hmm. is critical for our local businesses.
Rhonda, is there a shock with some of the kids when they find out, I really have to show up on time, really?
A little bit sometimes, yes. But I think, you know, for our employees that are involved in this, you know, they're sharing a lot of great things with these students, even, you know, what it means to work as a team, how important communication skills are. So these students, you know, they hear it from someone in an industry that maybe they're really interested in, and they think, maybe that public speaking class back in school was pretty important after all, or,
right.
you know. So it's, but those soft skills, we do impress upon the students how important those are.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That goes to the point of it's beyond the classroom teacher, mm-hmm. those that they're familiar with in their school setting, mm-hmm. and beyond their parents.
That's right. right.
So hearing it from someone in the industry has a lot of weight.
It was interesting. We had a 2 years in a row, we've had a kickoff and bring all the scholars together to start the year at Thomas More College.
How many scholars are usually in the program?
In our first year in the pilot, there were 34 scholars. This year, we're up to 154.
Wow.
And we know that's going to continue to grow. We are right now recruiting and talking to the healthcare industry. We know that's a huge sector, that there's a lot of workforce needs. And the good news is there's a lot of student interest because mm-hmm. we're also doing work in schools. But at this kickoff at Thomas More, we had the futures groups together working together. And so there were two groups of Duke students, and along with the Pomeroy and the MAZAC and different kids together in groups, I had the chance, and the kids were working in what we call family groups on morning, doing team building activities at lunchtime, a lot of the businesses had employees come to have lunch with the students, with the scholars. Of all of them, because these young men and women are seniors from Duke, I went over and said, look, this is your first chance to make an impression when these folks show up. And they were almost a little bit nervous about meeting these folks for the first time because they know they have their senior year. All the students, though, engaged with the different employers at lunch. And that's in September when our kids start meeting. The other thing I need to make sure we mention, that with the Education Council, we have a partnership with Cincinnati State, with Northern Kentucky University, with Thomas More and Gateway Technical and Community College. So all of our coaching either takes place on a college campus in the evenings or on the business sites. I know Pomeroy is talking about having the coaching sessions at Pomeroy. C-Forward, Brent Cooper wants to have his student there, and then they can go across the street to the Gateway campus in Covington and see what all is possible there. So it's been exciting to see this collaboration amongst the school districts. The school districts are excited about this because these are opportunities for their students. It doesn't cost them any money. And they know that there are students out there that just need this kind of hope and this kind of opportunity this program is providing.
And how many districts is all over the Cincinnati area?
In Cincinnati, we have a few of the Cincinnati public schools.
Okay.
The Education Council is located in Northern Kentucky. All of the school districts, with the exception of one, are involved and have high school students in the program now.
We serve six counties, and we have 18 school districts that we serve in Northern Kentucky.
Tim Howell, you were mentioning the cost of this. How is it funded?
It's funded through the sponsorship of the businesses. Okay. And for the futures groups, and I don't mind sharing prices, the futures groups, it's 300. This includes everything from us meeting with the business to identify what's the criteria, what are your needs, developing the application, going into the schools, recruiting the students, the kickoff, the coaching. It's $300 a student for the year.
Hmm.
And so we've been able to keep that cost down because, again, we're very lean as an organization. There are two of us in the office. And then everyone else is our coaches.
And you know, for a company like Duke, we see that as an investment. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a direct investment into
a well-educated workforce. Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, that seems like a little bit to pay for knowing that we could have
right.
some really bright students heading into these careers that we need.
Tim, it sounds what sets this apart is this sounds very comprehensive. More so than most mentoring programs, I would take it.
Yeah, I think, again, coming from the schools, we had career days. We tried to integrate a lot of career and vocational, if you will, into the curriculum. But this is very targeted towards students who the fact that he or she has to fill out an application is huge. They take the time to do that. They're competing against their peers. And once they are selected, they know that part of this is showing up to each session every month, 90-minute sessions, on time, being a part of a team, or being a part one-on-one coaching, then that there are activities they will do ongoing in between each session, and they're responsible for keeping up with that.
Are you allowed to share one of the success stories that I've heard you talk about so many times with the one student and
Kevin?
That's fine. We got about 30 seconds if you can do it. It quickly.
Okay. Yes. There's a young man who really struggled through high school. Going into his senior year, he was tapped on the shoulder and said, I think you need to sign up for this program. He found his passion in welding. And his welding teacher tapped him on the shoulder and said, sign up for this. But he still wasn't sure of the opportunity he was going to have beyond high school. He was being recruited his senior year, similar to the way a star basketball player would be recruited. So it's been a very exciting to see him as part of this program.
That's got to make you feel very satisfied. Polly, Rhonda, and Tim, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Polly Lust-Page, Executive Director of the Northern Kentucky Education Council, Rhonda Whitaker, who's Government and Community Relations Director for Duke Energy Kentucky, and Tim Hanner, who's President of Navigo. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You can find archives of our program at WVXU.org. Today's program was produced by Pete Reitmeier with help from Kevin Reynolds. Rick Andrus was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.7 WVXU.